PFL regular series heavyweights, San Antonio, Texas. And let's talk about the elephant in the room. Where are the fans? This looked like a UFC apex event. No energy, no real vibe. The fighters deserve to be fighting with a proper damn crowd. What on earth is going on? Production value, it's getting better. I don't think they need to be dispersing fighters who are fighting soon about fights outside of their weight class and stuff. It's silly. I understand what they're trying to do. The John McCarthy thing, they've cleaned up a lot. Production, man, get it sorted out. DAZN, 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 DAZN. You at least you put it on your YouTube channel. So I don't, unless you're a boxing, a fan, who on earth is purchasing damn DAZN to watch PFL? No. The product needs to improve. We need some fans, and the production team need to step the game up. But let's get into the fight. Let's get into the fights. Delete Ante Delite Deligia, whatever the hell his name is. He was a champion. Not last year, the year before, or something like that. Got some heavy hands. Well rounded. Got mobbed. Moldovsky came in, and let's talk about it. Delije looked off as hell. He was up against the fence, looking to his corner and stuff. It was an odd one. It was an odd one. It's like he didn't know he was weird. Maybe he got hit so hard he didn't realize where he was, and he was that discombobulated. But it was an odd one. Moldovsky came with some vicious knees and some heavy punches. Stamped his ticket to the next round. Let's go. A very impressive performance from Moldavsky. We move on. Goldskoven, the tall, experienced gentleman fighting Linton Vassell. Grueling battle. And Big Swarm, unfortunately, did not take home the victory. TKO victory, round three. Swarm was exhausted, man. Linton was exhausted. First round, came out, did his thing. Second round, I think it was a round apiece in essence. And in third round, he just didn't have the gas tank. Woodley was talking some stuff about, he's not a wrestler and it's more taxing and all this kind of stuff. He's more of a wrestler than he was, but I can understand what he's saying. Disappointing, but good performance. Durable, experienced gentleman. In a gold starving. He had Fedor in his corner as well. That gave him a little boost, I would imagine, as well. Yeah, man. Linton will be back. Swarm will be back. Liz Carmouche took on a rematch. No real consequences in it. Very boring fight. Liz Carmouche dominated the hell out of Velasquez, and that's it, really. The little young girl. The Brits mobbed was it Dichivia or something? Apologies, young lady. Definitely needs to step up in competition. Muldeen, I'm sorry, respect for you to stepping into the cage and all that. The smart cage, but she just got destroyed. Absolutely destroyed. Rematch again. Gome taking on James. Now, James's takedown defense has definitely improved. Look, he's got experience. This is the mad thing. This is clearly his style. I think he needs some improvements striking wise. He's definitely got it, but there's certain things he leaves himself out of position and stuff. Gome, I don't know what on earth you were thinking, matey. You had the ability, the opportunity, and the ability and the skills, wrestling wise, to make this a lot more interesting, and you did in both fights. This time, you just wilted hella early, bellied out. James got the victory. Congratulations. Moving on. Was it the big six, man? He got the big six. Even off, loss. This was it, a decision victory. He's a tough, very durable. He's the gentleman who beat Fedor, but obviously Fedor was fighting in his home country, so they gave it to Fedor. Yeah, he's tough, very durable. Interesting. Now, why don't they have Taylor Santos's picture up here? Why have they got a silhouette? of a busty that looks like some European lady. Odd, but nice victory. Submission victory. Was it the first round as well? First round by this another Brazilian in Joanne. Never seen her fight before. Yeah, she's doing her thing at the UFC. We got any more? Yeah, this is a quick TKO as well. I thought Mary would have been, but it's MMA. Anything can go down. It's just, you know what? How long is PFL gonna last? They've had a nice cash injection. They kept on putting these stupid advertisements on. Well, I don't know. Am I being overcritical? Wanganabe decision victory over Young from the USA. Very grapple heavy. It was an alright card. It was an alright card. Anywhere else? Submission. Yeah. It was cool. It was cool. Wasn't nothing spectacular. But as I say, PFL, sort it out, man. Sort it out. Let's get crowds involved. Let's get the fighters to fight with the crowd, as I say. Let's get the production value up. Because as it stands, the product that you're putting forth, you've got some good fighters. You boosted your roster tremendously with the Bellator crowds. The subdivision of your leagues and all that is quite confusing. It's ultimately consuming your content. You made some very interesting decisions, very interesting decisions. And I don't think necessarily you're going to increase your viewership by making the decisions you've made financially. You should have saved BBC for Bellator slash PFL now it is. There's his own thing. It's not working, matey. It's not working. I don't know. I don't know. Give me your thoughts, PFL. How long are they going to last?
This episode is sponsored by Supreme of the UK. Click the link in the description and support the broadcast.